4 POT Mobile.
Go 4 CF Mobile.
Tune, how'd work go? KK 4 POT.
Pretty good. I finally got to slip out a little bit early so I can go home and get ready for this camping trip. How was your Friday?
Too bad at all. We were down a couple guys today, but it worked out good. It was normally our Fridays can get really crazy, but today it was not that way, so it worked out nice, and we were able to get a few things accomplished. So yeah, it wasn't too bad. Where are you heading out tonight for camping?
My oldest boy, we're going to meet up with his Boy Scout troop, and I don't even know where we're going. Somewhere to go skeet shooting. So tonight we'll just camp. Tomorrow, I guess we'll spend the day shooting, and then we'll come back on Sunday morning.
That'll be a lot of fun. You go to the, I guess there's a place called, I think, the Clinton House that's not too far. And I think there's at least one more. I know there's a big place in Georgia that's real popular. I've not been to that one yet, but I hear it's really nice.
That sounds familiar. I believe that's come up. So I'm almost thinking that's where we're going to end up going. I don't think that's where we're camping, but I think that's where we're going to go shooting.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a lot of fun right there. You gonna take a radio? You going to take a portable setup?
I don't know if I want to lug my backpack with me or not, but knowing me, I'll probably end up throwing it in the truck whether I use it or not. So I might scroll around on the band.
That'd be cool. I thoroughly enjoyed taking my radio on the last camp trip that we did. That was a lot of fun. I got to finish. I took all that stuff that I got going for my G90. I gave it to Mike, and so I've got to build the cables a second time so I can keep me a set now. So I'm going to do that this afternoon, try to get that thing back out on digital tonight. So if you get out there, I'll see if I can't hook up with you.
On this evening, I'll jump on there. I got to figure out. I need a good solution for my digital stuff because my laptop is huge, heavy, bulky one. I'm thinking like a smaller Windows tablet or something like that.
Going with the Raspberry Pi, and that way, even if you just had a Raspberry Pi, throw it in your backpack at all times with your radio, and even if you just grabbed it and went out into the woods or whatever, went camping, and you at least had your cell phone, you could at least VNC into your Raspberry Pi and use your cell phone as your screen.
I didn't know that. Is that any particular series of the Raspberry Pis? Is it three or the four, or can all of them do that?
Can't speak to all of them, but I know the three and the four are doing. If you watch some of Jason's KM4 ACK's video, he'll show you how to set all that up. Or if you just got one, what I did was I ran his build a pies, what he called it, script, and it loads everything for you on the Pi. So it loads all of your software. It loads the virtual TNCs and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, basically, it's loaded up. It takes several hours to do the full load one day, and then you're set. It's plug and play after that, and you can get up and running with it. And it'll load the VNC viewer on there, and then you just download that as an app on your phone or your tablet or whatever, and you can do it from your laptop as well. Anything that you can use VNC viewer on, and then you can get into that. You can do it off your home Wi-Fi, or if it senses that, if it can't find your home Wi-Fi, I think you can set the time limit on it. I think the default is like 2 minutes. If it can't find it, it will create its own Wi-Fi hotspot, and you just connect to that Wi-Fi, and then it'll allow you to view that Pi. Then you can control the Pi from your phone or a tablet.
No, I know that. Now, that just definitely makes me want to look into getting me a Raspberry Pi now, because I've never really found a solid reason why I would need one, but it definitely sounds like I need one now.
It's the way to go. Now, a Windows tablet would be cool. I never got into the Windows stuff, and tried anything with that, but that, you know, that would be another solution. But with the Raspberry Pi, you can literally anything that has Wi-Fi capabilities and that you can have the VNC viewer on, so basically any tablet out there and any phone, you could portal into your Raspberry Pi and use it. And do it that way. So then you put your 12-volt buck converter on it and put some Anderson power poles and you plug it right into your battery pack.
Yeah, for ID. That is really neat. I did not know that at all. I'm definitely going to have to look into that more. Because, I mean, doing it with a Raspberry Pi would still come out a ton cheaper than even getting a Windows tablet. I mean, you can get cheap Windows tablets, but not as cheap as you can a decent Pi.
I've got a couple of the Raspberry Pi 4s now, and they were right at $100 for the kit. That's with the case and stuff. And it's got some other little doodads that you'll never use. But, yeah, you can get one of those for $100. You buy you a little GPS so that you can use for JSA call. They got, if you watch some of the latest ones from Jason on YouTube, he's got a link to a good one, and I've got a couple of those now, and those GPSs work fantastic. And so it's like $17 for a GPS. You get you a little $8 USB sound card, and you can already use your interface cable that you already have for USB, and you're done. You're set to go. So, I mean, less than $150, and you're up and running.
That'd be pretty good. I wonder, with the Raspberry Pi software, I wonder if it'll interface with the 7100 just using the USB cable the same way I do with a Windows laptop or whatnot. Can it control the rig that way, or it doesn't have a built-in sound card at all?
So, yeah, I guess it would, because you probably wouldn't even need that USB sound card, because your 7100 has a sound card built into it, correct?
That's correct. I believe, I mean, everything's transferred over the USB cable. So generally just the laptop sends the signal over to the radio, and then I assume it creates it. So yeah, it's probably right that it has the sound card.
Like, I'm not familiar with those as far as that part of the operation goes, but yeah, it sounds like it. So yeah, you would probably just, you know, once you, like on your Windows computer now, when you configure JSA call, did you just go into your audio devices under the configuration for JSA call and select your 7100 for the ins and outs?
Actually using a USB codec, so it's, yeah, you're picking the output USB and the input USB. I mean, it may be Windows driven, but I don't think it uses the actual sound card. I don't know. I'll have to look into that more.
Like the sound card's in the radio, because the USB codec is like the same naming you would find for, you know, a signal link if you were using a external signal link as your sound card. So yeah, it sounds like it's all built in, and you would just do the same thing on the Raspberry Pi, where you'd hook it up, you'd configure JSA call and select the USB codec for your ins and outs on your audio, and then you'd be set to go. So yeah, I would think, you know, really you could probably get by with just the Raspberry Pi and that GPS, and you're done.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to research that now, because that would come out a whole lot cheaper. And, I mean, you can get a cheap Android tablet if you wanted something a little larger than a phone for next to nothing compared to a full-blown PC tablet.
I'm impressed with, and I just ordered one myself. I've been using my iPad to do it, but I use that iPad is dedicated more for some music stuff that I do, and I don't really like mixing and matching stuff. So, you know, Mike had just got one of those Fire tablets from Amazon, a 10-inch version, and that thing, man, it's got a great screen on it, and the performance of it is perfect for just doing that kind of stuff. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of extra nonsense that you don't need, and you can get those for next to nothing. And I just ordered one. They got them on a holiday special right now. They're not as good as the Black Friday deal was, but I want to say it was like $125. I spent $200 yesterday and ordered the tablet and the case that's got the keyboard built into it. And it was $200 for everything. And I think I got a screen protector thrown in there or something, too. And you could do, that'll work perfectly for that.
I'm definitely going to go home and throw some stuff in my Amazon cart. My son doesn't use his tablet anymore. That's actually a good thing. He's got a Fire tablet he doesn't use. And if it's using the DNC basically over Wi-Fi, then it'll be fine there. And I assume the app's probably on the Amazon App Store if Mike's using it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to look into that.
I can't remember how he had to load that DNC viewer. It's a little bit different than just downloading it like you would on the App Store for Apple or the Play Store, Google Play or whatever on an Android. It's a little bit different, but KM4ACK has a whole video on how to do it, and Mike did it in like 20 minutes, and he had his thing up and running, so it's not hard to figure out, so I'll have to watch that video to load it up on mine. But yeah, man, if he's already got one, you're halfway there now, and you don't even need like something like with the keyboard, because you can just pull the virtual keyboard up on the tablet and do it that way. So I mean, there's all kinds of ways to save money on that, even if you just did nothing but use your cell phone that you already have, and you don't even have to spend money on something like that. So that's the reason I went with it, because I didn't want to end up spending another $1,000 on a decent computer or a nice laptop or a nice tablet or something like that, and spend the money that way. I just figure I'd spend a couple hundred here and wait another 3, 4, 6 months, whatever, and spend another couple hundred there, and I'm set. So I just kind of spread it out that way. KK4POT.
I agree with you 100%. If I had thought about the Raspberry Pi, I would have. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking going from, an easy $600 for a decent Windows tablet that you would have to install the drivers and stuff for ICOM versus just $100 kit for a Pi comes with a case and everything else. Yeah, I definitely think I'm going to look into that. I might order one before I even leave tonight.
I think you'll like it. Definitely check out. Have you watched any adjacent stuff?
I have. The call sign didn't sound familiar, so I may end up having to look it up and figure out who it is.
Up to the house. I got to unload a bunch of stuff, but I'll try to remember to send you a link to at least one of them that he's talking about on the Build-A-Pi stuff. But he does a lot of videos on working on the Pi specifically for ham radio. And there's another one out there that I hear good stuff about that's called like Ham Pi or something like that. And it might be worth looking into it, but I've used the Build-A-Pi one and been extremely happy with the performance of it. So, but let me hop out of here. Man, I hope you have a fantastic camping trip there, and maybe I'll catch you out there on the airways. Yeah, if you have trouble finding any of that, just shoot me an email, I'll try to help you through it. But 7-3s, and enjoy that time there, and hopefully I'll get to catch up with you Monday morning. KK4POT.
So yeah, hopefully we'll catch you on the air maybe this weekend or Monday morning. Hopefully you have a good weekend, and we'll holler at you at some point in time. KO4CES, and I'll be clear.